The reading this morning is found in 2 Corinthians 4, verses 6 to 15, and that's on page 818 in the black Bibles in the pew. Those who've brought your own Bibles, it's either up there or you can find it in your own Bibles. Second Corinthians 4, verse 6. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. For we who are alive are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that his life may be revealed in our mortal body. So then, death is at work in us, but life is at work in you. It is written, "I believed, therefore I've spoken." With that same spirit of faith, we also believe, and therefore we speak, because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise us with Jesus and present us with you in his presence. All this is for your benefit, so that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God.
Amen. Thank you very much, Sharon. So what a great day, a day full of hope, a day where we get to know that death is not the end, that we can believe Jesus, and that there is plenty of evidence to all of what he said and what he lived out. And when you know that truth, that treasure, you get to keep it forever, as no one can take it away from you. That treasure is in us, safely in a jar of clay, beaming out for the whole world to see. No one can take it away from the first disciples, and no one should get to take it from us. And then we get to relax. Breathe out a huge sigh of relief because God is in control. The world doesn't rely on us. It didn't all end with the crucifixion. Today is a day for knowing for sure that God is all surpassing power. I say relax because the resurrection teaches us that we don't need to be in control. It's okay to admit that we are powerless. And in our weakness, we get to feel God. We get to encounter him and hopefully trust him and obey him. Can you imagine being the Mary that walked to anoint Jesus' body on that first resurrection Sunday, to find angels sitting there, and then to see Jesus himself? Can you imagine those first few disciples that met the risen Jesus? He appeared to them numerous times over the coming weeks. And as a result of that, their faith became rock solid. They had become jars of clay so molded into Jesus, and they held on so tightly to that treasure that they were prepared to be martyred for that hope and for that belief. Whatever we face in life, we always carry around with us that hope, Jesus, the hope of the world, the light of the world. And if we choose to invite him, he promises to stay with us, to live with us, to live in us forever. Resurrection Sunday, the day we celebrate and remember that today is the reason for Christianity. If Jesus had died and not been resurrected, what would we be all about? All we would have is a great and amazing prophet that lived 2,000 years ago. I'm not sure we would be worshipping someone who is dead. Jesus himself told us to not be where the dead are, to go and find the living. No other religion or faith-based community can say that. And that is why we have hope. Hope that the life that Jesus lived, he talked about, he showed us, he demonstrated us, he shows us that it's possible for us as well. God's kingdom is here, and we get to choose to be a part of it. God's kingdom is full of people that know that they are powerless, that they can't quite make it on their own. They know that they've messed up, some bad, some pretty bad. And we need to follow Jesus to make it through. Those of us who have chosen Jesus know that we have tried to fill our God-shaped hole with something else, stuff that just doesn't work, whatever it might have been for you, whatever it was. It's only when you have encountered the risen Lord that you feel complete. When it's not just head knowledge anymore, it's knowledge here. And it means that you know your life can never be the same again. There's an old saying of when you know what you know, you know what you know. So the sadness of the crucifixion is that Jesus came down. He came down that we celebrate at Christmas, and he opened up a way that gives us hope. And we see the promises that God gave to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And we see that they're also for us. For God so loved the world, he sent his son Jesus to us. The world, in all its selfishness, rejected that kind of love again and again. And Jesus is the one who provides a doorway out of that broken world. He was crucified. He rose again, and he leads us the way to restore us back to who God wants for us. Because Jesus keeps on loving us. He keeps on pouring out his grace. It's never ending. And he does this so that his love, when it's in us, keeps on pouring out of us into other people as well. In that text that Sharon read, that we go on reaching people, more and more people. We have the Great Commission to go, obey, and to make disciples. We all mess up. Every one of us here knows that. We have all lived with the shame of some of the things that we've done, said, and thought. But the hope of the resurrected Jesus is that it's not just for when we go to join him in the next life. It is that we get to live in freedom and grace now. We get to finally leave the guilt and shame and the ways of the world behind. Like an old smelly coat, we can just take it off, discard it, and we get to walk free, beginning each day as if it was your first. We get to say for centuries the ways of this world have just not worked, but Jesus' way, God's kingdom, does. Because love always wins. Love always comes through. This is the hope of Jesus. This is the hope of the resurrected life. This is the life that those that have chosen to follow Jesus live. We get to begin again. We get to be a new creation. In a moment, we're going to be baptizing two people. And Sam has been a Christian for a while, and today he feels it's right to walk through the waters of believers' baptism. And Caroline has journeyed with us over the past 18 months, been on Alpha, and wants to recommit herself again in her Christian faith. And we get to walk with these two beautiful people today. knowing that we all journey together. We're all trying to mirror Jesus' life and to develop the spiritual gifts that he's given us and disciplines in our life. We're all trying to get back to the life that God created for us in the beginning. Another way of looking like at it is God created it. And we as humans, we messed it all up. And Jesus came to restore us again. Jesus fixes it. And so the question remains for us all today. Do we want to live in the space with Jesus helping us to get to be our very best, the life that God intended for us? Or do we want to stay in the brokenness, ignoring the way out? At the Easter Club that Becky ran a few weeks ago, it was called Truth Detectives. And the children that were here were looking through and exploring the truth around the Easter story. Because the evidence for Jesus' life is huge. Plenty of non-biblical evidence as well. And all around the world, billions of people, have examined the evidence and made the choice and said, yes, I believe there was a man called Jesus who died and who rose again 3 days later and is alive today, offering a new life and the promise of the resurrection. And the question that's left with you today is, what's your choice? Where do you choose to live? How do you choose to live as you stare into the invitation that is God's kingdom? Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we thank you for your truth. We thank you for your word from the very beginning. Your Holy Spirit that hovered over the waters, that formed the earth, that formed us. We thank you, Lord, that your story throughout all time is a story of love, a story of rescue. And today, as we celebrate and remember that great story, we do so having looked at the cross, having looked at the sacrifice, having looked at the state of the world, and having looked into our own souls. And we say, Lord, thank you for coming. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for the invitation to join you. In Jesus' name. All God's people said, Amen. Amen.